The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to this week's episode of the Coach Curl podcast. Today I'm sharing with you part one of the four key drivers for motivation. So if ever you have struggled for motivation, you need to stay listening. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to this week's episode of the Coach Curl podcast. Today, I'm sharing part one of the four key drivers for motivation. Now, it's part one because over the next 4 weeks, I'm going to share the other parts. But today is all about part one. But before I move forward, it's really exciting to get feedback from our listeners. And it's always exciting and it's motivating for us when we hear the value that this podcast brings to people. And so I thank all those people and we appreciate you providing feedback. We appreciate the people that put reviews onto iTunes because it does help us get found. And as we know, the podcast world is just growing. There's more and more podcasts out there. So for us to get found, and if you get value out of our podcast, please share and please 5-star reviews on iTunes. It really does help us get found. But today's part one of the four key drivers for motivation. And motivation for many people is elusive. And for some, when we need it most is when it goes missing. You know, Zig Ziglar himself says that people often say the motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. And that's why we recommend it daily. So there's a lot being written, there's a lot being said about motivation. And what I know encapsulates a very small bit of what people talk about in relation to motivation. I mean, when you think about everything that's known in the world and what you actually know, and it's always such a small, tiny bit. But there's so much being written and so much being said about motivation. But I do know that what I know helps simplify and helps clarify what motivation does for people and what it can mean for people. So way back in episode 27, I shared the concept that I love, how better bullshit wins. So today's episode is episode 74. So that was some time ago, but the concept, if you didn't listen to it, check it out, episode 27, how better bullshit wins. And in that podcast, I spoke about how we needed to be rational about the bullshit that we tell ourselves, the fears that we express internally that stop us. Sometimes it stops us from ever starting anything that can lead to greatness. We get bound by our own fears and our doubts because of the bullshit that we tell ourselves. We talk ourselves out of trying, and it happens for many reasons. Fears, doubt, where it's sometimes some people get scared of what will happen if they actually succeed. So there's many factors that sit within us. But that's why we need to tell ourselves better bullshit, because the better bullshit defeats the bullshit that we tell ourselves. We need our own conscious thoughts to override the original doubt. Therefore, the better bullshit wins. And we must convince ourselves through our conscious thoughts to override the initial BS and the doubts and the fears that we tell ourselves. The words we say and the thoughts that we think all play a role in where we head, and they all play a role in what it is that we've achieved to date. So if we want to achieve more, we need to be better and more conscious and more positive and more proactive in the words that we say to ourselves and the thoughts that we think. And this is a really cool way to lead into part one of the four key drivers to motivation. Now, the one thing I know about motivation is that we actually need energy. We need energy to be motivated. And quite simply, there are four ways in which our body releases energy. There's four ways in which our body subconsciously releases energy, and it's called DIPI. D-I-P-I. We release energy subconsciously when one of these four factors or one or more of these four factors are present. So firstly, when we're in danger, we have that natural instinctive fight or flee concept. And that builds and drives and releases energy so that we either fight to the death or that we flee. It's part of one of our most ingrained capabilities within us as human beings. So when we feel we're in danger, we will have that flight or flee response. When we're interested in something, we release energy, which is number two. When we find something that pleasurable, we release energy and we continue to do that. And hence the reason why we procreate the world, because it's something that most of us find pleasurable. So if it wasn't pleasurable and if reproduction was incredibly difficult and hard, maybe we wouldn't have populated the world as strongly as what we have. And the last reason is when something is important to us. And I always joke with this one, and I actually said this to a room full of females in the plumbing industry when I said, and that's one of the reasons why men will often buy their season tickets for their sporting team 6 months before, yet forget things like their anniversary and their birthdays. And because of that concept that if it's important to us, we release energy and we keep it front of mind. So it's some really, really interesting concepts there. So we're in danger, we're interested in something, something's pleasurable or something is important. So they're the four conditions under which we, as humans, will release subconsciously energy. That's it. If those four conditions aren't there, we will struggle with energy release. And no matter how many cups of coffee, how many cans of energy drink that you have, if those conditions aren't met, we will struggle for energy. And as a result, we will struggle for motivation. And that's why we need to use our ability as the only animal with the ability to think consciously, or well, at least we're the only animal that we know with the ability to think consciously, to bring an override to what would be our natural automatic functioning. So let's talk about interesting. So this key one is interest. So we need to be interested in something to be motivated. So when we're interested in something, dopamine is released. Now, so dopamine is a neurotransmitter in our brain, and it's what I call our action drug. But many refer to it as the reward drug. The dopamine hit is seen as a reward for behaviors and actions that we believe are leading to a result. And that's why we're content to keep working towards something while we believe there is a reward for completion of what it is that we're working towards. The dopamine hits keep us fueled. So it's why we can work for long and extensive periods of time working towards something, because we know that there's a reward at the end. So whether it's a goal that we've set ourselves, whether it's the behaviors from a day, etc., etc., it's the dopamine keeps us fueled and keeps us working. And that's why I call it the action drug as opposed to the reward drug, because, you know, once again, studies have shown that our dopamine releases are less when the reward is there than what it is while we're working towards it. So the dopamine hits keep us working and keep us doing the actions and behaviors that we need to do to hit the reward. So it's interesting. When we're interested in something, dopamine is released. So dopamine keeps us in the game in this respect. So what do you find interesting? Have you ever found yourself so entrenched in doing something that you just lost track of time? You lost track of everything else that was going on around you? Now, that's energy release. And that's why this is our first key driver to motivation. So the first key has to be, you've got to be interested in something. So, and that's easy when you have a natural interest in something. And it's less easy when you don't. But that's why I love this power that we have, the power of bullshit in some respect, the power of rational conscious thought. And it certainly comes in handy in this area. It comes down to the stories that we will tell ourselves that create and build interest in what it is that we're doing. It's where our agreement with reality lies. It's where perception lies. This is how we can create interest where there may not have been some, by the use of our conscious thought process. When we get interested, we shift our perspective. When we get interested, we create a mindset shift that gets us in the game. And you've done this many, many times before. How many times have you been interested in something, even though before you actually became aware of it, you had no concept about the subject? You knew nothing about the subject. Your interest comes from focus. Once you became aware of something, you created some interest in it. And that's where the interest comes from. Interest comes from focus. The focus creates the interest. When you're finding yourself disinterested or starting to lose motivation, we need to focus in, because the focus creates the interest. The interest drives actions and behavior, and interest drives motivation. That's it. We need to be able to tell ourselves and consciously change our thoughts, change the stories, change the agreement with reality that we're telling ourselves to create that interest to drive that motivation. That's the first key. That's the first key driver in the four keys of motivation. I really hope that you've taken some value away today from that and from what we've spoken about. If you have, please share the podcast with someone that you may also find would take some interest in it. Once again, people, once they become aware, become interested. So let someone else get interested in our podcast. We would love that. Please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. That helps us get our message out there and helps others find us. And of course, for those that have already left reviews and are sharing, we always thank and appreciate you. Thanks for listening today. As always, I thank the team at Think and Grow Business for supporting and sponsoring this podcast. Think and Grow Business, improve the performance of people in business with improving leadership, improving teamwork, improving communication, and enhancing culture. Check them out at thinkandgrowbusiness.com. The podcast also supports Carter's Cause, where they're raising funds to help the families of kids born with congenital heart disease. Check it out, carterscause.org.au. But one of the ways that you can support Carter's Cause is simply to purchase a copy of my book, Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. 20% of every sale supports Carter's Cause. You can buy that at Amazon or where all good online book retailers, books are sold, I guess. Thanks again for listening to this, the first of our four key drivers to motivation. Until next week, don't forget the golden rule. Just don't be an arsehole. I'll see you later.